Antony was thinking of Miss Norbury's feelings as a daughter, and wondering if she guessed that her affairs were now being discussed with a stranger. Yet what could he do? What, indeed, did he want to do except listen, in the hope of learning? Mark engaged, or about to be engaged? Had that any bearing on the events of yesterday? What, for instance, would Mrs. Norbury have thought of Brother Robert, that family skeleton? Was this another reason for wanting Robert out of the way? "I never liked him. Never." "Never liked?" said Antony, bewildered. "That cousin of his, Mr. Cayley." "Oh!" "I ask you, Mr. Gillingham, am I the sort of woman to trust my little girl to a man who would go about shooting his only brother?"
"I'm sure you wouldn't, Mrs. Norbury."
"If there has been any shooting done, it has been done by somebody else."
Antony looked at her inquiringly.
"I never liked him," said Mrs. Norbury firmly. "Never."
However, thought Antony to himself, that didn't quite prove that Cayley was a murderer. "How did Miss Norbury get on with him?" he asked cautiously.
"There was nothing in that at all," said Miss Norbury's mother emphatically. "Nothing. I would say so to anybody."
"Oh, I beg your pardon. I never meant—"
"Nothing. I can say that for dear Angela with perfect confidence. Whether he made advances—"
She broke off with a shrug of her plump shoulders. Antony waited eagerly.
"Naturally they met. Possibly he might have. I don't know. But my duty as a mother was clear, Mr. Gillingham.